WTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. The Roswell Animal Shelter will be closed until at least March 23rd as the staff conducts a deep cleaning of the facility following confirmation of a canine distemper among dogs at the shelter. Roswell Animal Services will continue to accept emergency intake of dogs, which will be housed at a separate facility to prevent further exposure to the highly contagious virus. The 7 dogs that were tested showed no outward signs of the illness other than a slight runny nose, yet they tested positive for distemper. This means the disease was present in their bodies, even though they were not yet showing major symptoms. This silent threat puts every dog at the facility at risk. Per policy, every animal currently in the shelter must either be reclaimed by its owner or will, unfortunately, have to be euthanized within the next 15 days. Roswell Animal Service staff said no amount of cleaning or caution can stop an outbreak if pet owners fail to vaccinate their animals as required by city ordinance. The Animal Services team will continue doing everything in its power to mitigate the crisis, but the responsibility to prevent the future spread of the disease also lies with pet owners. Due to high fire danger and prolonged drought, the Bureau of Land Management is implementing fire restrictions on public land at the Fort Stanton Snowy River Cave National Conservation Area and the BLM lands around the community of Lincoln. The restrictions go into effect at 8 a.m. on March 10th and will remain in effect until further notice. The Village of Ruidoso will hold a regularly scheduled council meeting starting at 1 p.m. on Tuesday at 313 Cree Meadows Drive in Ruidoso. On the agenda are possible action items of approving a 100-year flood plan, approving the Village of Ruidoso strategic plan, approval of Ruidoso police policy regarding vehicles, and purchase of vehicles for city use in a total of about $1.3 million. The council will also go into closed session regarding pending litigation the village may become a participant in and discussion of real property. Any action taken will be after the council has reconvened. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.